On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team took 3 out of 4 points last weekend at Nebraska Omaha. Matt Reed scored the overtime game winner on Saturday. Matt, congratulations on the goal.
Thank you very much.
As the play was progressing, what did you read? What did you think was going to happen?
Well, to be honest, it was a quick shift for us, and it started in our D zone, and I remember Rendell blocking a shot, and those Rendell, Emil, and Lozier on a 3-on-2 rush, and I look around, and there's no back-checking, and I was the fourth man coming in the zone, and I was yelling for the puck, but Lozier didn't hear me, and next thing you know, he shot it, and the puck came right to me, and then I just got the puck, and I had lots of time and space, so I just took advantage of it, and I got lucky on a shot and put it in.
Lucky. Yeah, right. A lot of players would just line up and fire that one-timer, not paying attention how much time you had. And as you waited, what did you see the goalie doing?
Well, yeah, when the rebound came, I noticed that the goalie was out of position, but if I shot right away, I don't know how accurate my shot would have been, and I felt that if I just held the puck on for a second and the goalie, right when I got it and I fake shot it, the goalie slid all the way through the net, and I had the whole open net on the right side. So it just, I guess, lucky that I didn't shoot it right away, and it ended up that I had a chance to score.
As bad as that first period went, was as good as you guys played in the second period. What happened?
Nebraska Omaha is a good first period team. They rely on a quick start, and we didn't come out flying. We didn't come out on our toes, and we were fortunate enough to come. We were down, I think, 1-0, and second period, we got to be a lot better, and it's going to be like this every night, and we got to come better prepared. And second period, I thought we played a lot better. We ended up having a 2-1 lead after that, and kind of same thing in the third period. We were a little bit slow, but we kind of played a defensive style, and we ended up just getting into overtime, and we won it in overtime, so it was good.
Does it say much about this team, how far you guys have come, that, all right, you maybe don't play well for a period and you still come out and knock off a ranked team?
I think it shows the maturity of our team. Every guy in the locker room after having a bad first period, everyone was mad, and we all talked, and we all said the right things, and it just showed everyone wanted to win that game. And just sitting there, and I was just taking it all in, seeing guys that, they don't talk that much, and they were the ones getting things going. And a lot of guys stepped up, and it was good to see that everyone wanted to win that game as much as we did.
You guys haven't played at home in a long time. What's it going to be like on Friday night walking back out on that ice and playing a game here again?
Should be fun. We love playing at home. We love having a great crowd at the Stanford Center, and hopefully we come out flying and just make it an entertaining game for our fans, and hopefully we can come out on top.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.